On this day, 15th December 1970, campaign against me, rights activist. In a statement yesterday, Mr. Paddy Doherty spoke of a campaign against his appointment to a housing post in Derry, which he said had been mounted by certain individuals in public life along with some organisations. Mr. Doherty said he had learned with regret that the Stormont Ministry of Development had refused to approve the Derry Development Commission's appointment of himself to the post of maintenance manager. The Derry civil rights activist added, "I can only hope that the minister, Brian Faulkner, did not have this in mind when he refused to accept the recommendations of the panel of experts." Mr. Doherty said he had returned from the West Indies, where he held a supervisory post with a big British building concern and had an opportunity of being interviewed for the post by a panel. This distinguished panel not only recommended me for the post, but suggested that my starting salary should be fixed above the recommended scale. Falls MP's Old Bailey clash, a Stormont MP shouted at a prosecuting counsel at the Old Bailey in London yesterday. The Falls MP, Mr. Patrick Devlin, told Mr. Brian Leary, "Don't sneer at me. I am the MP for the area, and I'm not coming here to have anyone sneer at me." The judge told Mr. Devlin, who was giving evidence for a Belfast man accused of plotting to supply firearms, "Will you keep quiet?" Mr. Devlin was giving evidence for Port Superintendent Joseph McBrin, 56, Belfast, who had pleaded not guilty with three others to conspiring unlawfully to supply firearms to unauthorised people. The prosecution alleges that the arms were destined for Catholics in Northern Ireland. Mr. Devlin said that he had known McBrin for about 25 years. "He is a highly respected member of our community," he said. The Irish Transport, General Workers Union, of which McBrin was chairman, took an active part in helping families who had lost their homes. Eamon Phoenix editor's note, a former IRA internee, Paddy Devlin, 1925 to 99, was elected as Labour MP for Falls in 1969. A passionate socialist and founder member of the SDLP, which he later left, he was health minister in the 1974 power-sharing executive. Common Market hopes, Britain hopes that negotiations of her entry into the common market can be successfully concluded in a matter of months, Mr. Anthony Royal, Parliamentary Under-Secretary at the Foreign Office, said yesterday. Eamon Phoenix editor's note, exactly 50 years before the UK's disorderly exit from the EU, the Tory government of Ted Heath was impatient to join the European common market, an ambition they shared with the Irish government.